Hi, I'm Caitlin and I'm here with Miriam Bergen at Failcha in the RDS. So Miriam, you're involved in a panel today. Would you like to tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, I was involved in a panel on digital education. I was representing post-primary teachers and the Cormac Cal was from primary education and Mary Cleary was from the Irish Computer Society. And Harry McCann is a 17-year-old entrepreneur and he's doing his Leaving Cert. So, and Thomas O'Rourke hosted the panel, or chaired the panel.
So in the panel you mentioned the idea of sharing in education. Would you like to expand on this?
Yes, I think sharing is very important in education now, particularly amongst, we'll say, teachers, because with recent changes in curriculum, it lends itself to designing tasks and creating resources for example, business studies, the new business studies, and then it will be easy to share them with other teachers, and you may or may not get resources then from someone else, but you tend to, once a platform is found for sharing, I think most teachers are willing to share their resources once they've them done.
So how important do you think it is for digital literacy to advance in the future in our education?
Digital literacy is very important, especially for the young people today, because they need to be able to use ICT and create content, create e-portfolios, and it allows for creativity and individuality. And if they have the skills to use ICT properly, then say the aim is to try and get them to publish work or share it publicly, and they create an academic online presence. And that is good for their confidence, and if they go for jobs in the future, it could be the difference between them getting a job and someone else with a weaker academic presence, online presence.
And how do you use technology in your teaching?
In my teaching, we use Google Apps for Education, so we use Google Classroom. Students can submit assignments, we can give feedback. They use the Google Drive to upload work, create work, and they have an e-portfolio to as a showcase of their best work. They also use different apps like Padlet or Screencast and Audio Boom and that for recordings, so, and podcasts. They have iPads. 70% of our students have iPads, so we use iPads and PCs.
Thanks.